one of the things I wanted to talk about was we have all of these small stations spread throughout the state. You all at KUCB are the westernmost public radio newsroom in the country. You cover the entire Aleutian chain up to the Pribilof Islands. And how important it is to have these reporters there, these stations there, to report on communities that they're from and living in and have experience with, rather than, I think, people coming in from other parts of the state or other publications and just kind of dropping in to do reporting about a community, but not having the connection with the community. And we wouldn't have that if we didn't have this Alaska Public Media network that supports each other with reporters in these communities. And I just think that that's a big point here. And there's so much collaboration. I mean, throughout in the Alaska Public Media Network, every day we're in communication with all the other public media reporters. We're on a Slack group together so we can reach out to any reporter at any time. We're on a listserv together where we share our stories. Our stories from around the state help build the Alaska Nightly News out of Anchorage and the morning news casts out of Anchorage that air statewide. And it's a big collaboration. And we also see reporters often that have been at a station in one place move on to another community after a certain amount of time and kind of rotate through the network. Which, we're talking right now. I'm in Sitka. I work at KCAW. You work at KUCB. And I've been at KUCB, at KBBI in Homer, and now I'm here in Sitka. And I think that it has helped kind of forge relationships with the other reporters and editors in the state as well. And we wouldn't have that without this incredibly collaborative statewide team.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, a couple things come to mind when you were just talking that specific, like, well, I guess firstly, it's been really fun to watch your reporting, like, kind of just change based on the community you're in. You know, obviously, topics change, but, like, watching you go from Homer to Sitka, from Unalaska, it's just been fun to read your stories and to see how, like, little things change slightly. Or I mean, you're still like an incredibly thorough reporter, and I think that's one of the things that I really admire about your reporting is and I feel like when we're in edits you're like, how can I get this cut down under 30 seconds, because you just want to include everything. But I think that you're really good at doing that. Even in a you know, with radio we have to shorten things, but that doesn't mean we're cutting things out of the story that mm-hmm. should be there. There's like a fine line in radio reporting, a way to, you know, condense it down without losing the heart of the story and these like important conversations that happen within a story. And I think that you are really good at that. And it's been really interesting to watch you do that from different radio stations. And mm-hmm. Even when I get to like look at your edit your work, it's been a fun process to see that. And when you were talking about like the importance of having these stations locally, yeah, I think that like in order to paint like the bigger picture, you know, living somewhere, you really understand the conversation that goes around a story, you know, that there, it's not just like a headline and that one single story. There's always so much more that branches off of that. Mm-hmm. And usually that means, you know, where a story, there's follow-up to different stories, but also just the story itself. I think like when I read things about our region from, you know, the New York Times or whatever, it's great that we have attention on topics like that. But I always feel like there's, you know, there's these little nuances that are missing, mm-hmm. Little things where it's just, sometimes I get annoyed. I'm like, well, clearly they don't know anything about the Aleutians or fishing. But I think having someone there on the ground and like being able to like continue that conversation and really tap into the frequency of the community and how things develop and change is just so important. I know that like when I'm working remotely and I'm covering something remotely, I'm constantly like asking my coworkers to go check something out, to give me some information on something, because they're there on the ground when I have to do that. And it's so important to have that presence and to make sure that people know that they're, you know, that we're there and we're listening, and to have someone there, I think, helps communicate that. You did a lot of fisheries reporting, and you were the one doing it all at the time when I started at the radio station in Unalaska. And I kind of started doing some here and there because I kind of have some insider knowledge. But that was like definitely like your beat. But are you doing much of that now? I haven't seen a whole lot of fishery. I mean, Sitka's obviously got.
I'm slowly trying to build my relationships with people in that community so I can actually start doing more reporting. The thing about Southeast, it's we're covering different fisheries here than Bering Sea fisheries. And so I've reported on fisheries before, but this is and I've tendered on a salmon tender, but this is new fisheries that I haven't really ever covered before, and I'm really excited to dive in. And I think there are people in the community who want me to be doing more, or the station as a whole to be doing more fisheries reporting, and I do want to dive into that. But that means building the relationships with people, having people come and tell me what's going on. It's been really interesting, this being my third small Alaska community, kind of seeing what are the similarities, what are the differences, and what are the types of stories that I can tackle when I'm there. I am kind of the city government reporter here is a big part of my role, which was more of I felt like at KUCB we didn't have such laid out beats in the same way. I think we all had our interests that we would kind of follow and be able to work on a lot of those stories, but I sometimes did a city council story. You did a city council story. Theo did a city council story. Whereas here, like, I am the person who covers the Sitka Assembly. And so that does take every other week. That's the bulk of my reporting. And so I'm trying to, in the off weeks, get in reporting on other things. And fisheries is one of those that I really want to build up here because I think it's so important. We're in coastal Alaska in communities that rely on the fish returning, and the fishermen here rely on it for their livelihood, and so that's a big piece here, just like it was in Unalaska. But I have yet to kind of build those relationships here.
Yeah, and that's like the relationships are one aspect that are difficult to develop, and then also like you said, you're working in different fisheries and like or you're covering different fisheries, the regulations and the rules and the there's just so much going on within each fishery, like learning all of that sounds exhausting. And on top of doing like I mean that's one of the challenges of our job. Is doing that day-to-day coverage when you have your beats that you're supposed to be covering, you know, you have your newscast that you have to get done, and still being, you know, still writing those stories, those bigger stories, those features, things that, you know, even when it's just maybe a fairly basic fisheries story, still takes a lot of time, a lot of fact-checking, a lot of work. And it's hard to find the time to do all those things.
And so I feel like as kind of daily reporters, general assignment reporters, we end up having these kind of quicker hit stories that we have going throughout the week that we might be able to do an interview that morning and have the story ready to go by that afternoon for the newscast. And then at the same time, we have these longer projects that we're working on whenever we have a spare moment from those kind of shorter, quicker hit stories. But I also feel like it's so important, the culture of the newsroom that we're in order to kind of get the time. I feel like there's a lot of give and take, and I felt here in this newsroom and same at KUCB, I felt like I was always able to collaborate with you all really as a team. Like we would say, okay, I'm working on this big story. Can you actually cover this meeting, or can you cover, or can you host this newscast today so I can just sit here and work on this bigger thing that I really want to get out, or I really need to get out. And having that kind of, yeah, that fluidity in the newsroom, I think is so valuable. And we had that at KUCB, and I feel like we really have that here at KCAW as well. And I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, it's so nice. It's great to be in an environment where you can kind of offload things onto people and know that there's no resentment. Like, there's just total understanding. And even within the network, like, now that, you know, people move around, and we grow these relationships, like, I'm able to, like, come to you with when I need help on a fisheries story, and like I can find collaboration within the network. And a lot of times people have a lot of insight about the things going on in our region, because we are all kind of aware of what's going on, because even though Alaska is huge, it's small. and you know, yeah, and when people move around and stuff, like, it's not like we lost touch, in the sense that we, like, I can't come to you and be like, hey, what happened, like, this year in this situation, or like, explain this to me. And that's, yeah, it's really nice to have that across the state.
And just one other thing that I wanted to talk about was, I mean, I started 6 months before the pandemic hit. You started at KUCB shortly after the pandemic started. And there's a lot of really heavy reporting that was happening at the start of the pandemic, and then also has continued throughout. I mean, I feel like there's always hard things that we're going to have to report, and it can be really exhausting, kind of creating and producing content for a daily newscast and being constantly on call. And it can be a lot. And I think that we actually see a lot of turnover in the state. People maybe lasting for 2 years at a station and then either leaving the state or leaving that station, because I think they're burned out, kind of from that daily news grind. I know it's burned me out at certain times over the past 6 years. But something that I feel like helped me so much when I kind of reached those moments. I reached one of those moments during the pandemic when I was working with you. But one of the things that I feel like for me always made me want to continue working with you all and in that was because we had so much kind of levity in the newsroom and as a team. And I don't know what my point is here, but I guess just talking about burnout and station culture and how important it can be to take the fun moments when we can, because there's also a lot of really hard things that we have to do in this job and hard conversations we have to have and hard things that we have to tell people about. And but for me, having you all around and being such good friends with you, and having such collaboration in the newsroom is something that made me want to continue in it and not just leave, because we're not here for the high pay. It can be a hard job in a lot of ways, but also really rewarding. And I think the people that we're working with are such an important piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's so great that you came back to the network when, I mean, I get it. I, you know, when you mentioned being burnt out and needing to try something else, it was like, yeah, I I feel you. I might follow shortly after you. But it was really nice to see you come back to the network. And just like, I think everybody in the network was happy to see you back on the listserv and see your name back in the headlines, because Alaska, like, there's so much institutional knowledge within our stations, within the state, that, like, that's one of the hard things about seeing people go, is that then you kind of have to rebuild that, all that knowledge, and that can be really difficult. But also just because we're, like, you know, one big happy family, and and it was just, yeah, it's hard to lose those people that you've been working closely with. And, like, you know, we kind of, like, trauma bonded, really. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think what I was thinking was essentially just that it's a difficult job, but like, yeah, one of the things that makes it tolerable, and I think one of the reasons like I succeeded was because I had people around me that were forgiving and like, and just willing to help and help me grow. And I see that in the network with, you know, still today, everybody's got everybody's back, and it's like we're here for the community. And if we can grow reporters that can really serve the community, like that's at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do, and have a little fun along the way, to not take ourselves too seriously. And that was one of my favorite things about our, I guess, our rapport at KUCB when we were all together. And still, you know, I see it in the network, working with everybody across, you know, from Southeast to Bethel to Fairbanks out to the Aleutians. Yeah, we're all just one big happy Alaska Public Media family.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody stop me.
Well, maybe we should end it on that.
Yeah, let's please.